Muhurtena. In a Muhurta, 48 minutes. Chatu Trimshat. 34. Laksha. 100 thousands. Yojanani. Yojanas. Astashata Dikani. Increased by 800. Sodahalata. The chariot of the sun god. Trahimaya. Which is worshipped by the Gayatri mantra. Om Bhurbhuva Svatat Savitur, etc. Asau, that. Chitashru, Chitashrishu, to the four. Parivartate, he moves. Purishu, through different residential quarters. So translation, thus the chariot of the sun god, which is Trayi Maya, or worshipped by the words Om Bhurbhuva Sva, travels through the four residences mentioned above at a speed of 3,400,800 yojanas, that is 27,206,400 miles in a muhurta. So there's a lot of text without purports here. Just one interesting point. Point that what's being described here is what's called the ecliptic. The ecliptic, for those of you who don't know what that means, is the movement of the sun in the sphere of the sky. As the sun goes around the earth, and moves from that particular perspective, let's take the sun goes around the earth. So the movement of the sun, it's in a plane. A plane means a flat area. That's the ecliptic plane. And that's something that's studied by astrologers, the ecliptic. It's not something that's used so much by modern astronomy, but it's by astrologers and those who take the movement of the sun around the earth rather than the earth around the sun. Anyway, so it's an observable phenomenon. And that's the zodiac. That's basically what we're talking about, is the zodiac. The sun moves through the different houses of the zodiac. Like, you know, Libra and Gemini and all those other nice things. Okay, let's continue reading. A lot of descriptions here. Yasyaikam chakram vadasharam san namiji nadi samvatsarat makam Sama mandanti tashaksho maru murdani kushto manasotare krite tara bhago yatra proktam ravirata chakram toila yantra chakra vadra mam manasotara hirao pari brahmati. The chariot of the sun god has only one wheel, which is known as Samvatsara. The 12 months are calculated to be its 12 spokes. The 6 seasons are the sections of its rim. And the 3 Chaturmasya periods are the 3 sectioned hub. One side of the axle carrying the wheel rests upon the summit of Mount Sumeru, and the other rests upon Manasotara Mountain. Affixed to the outer end of the axle, the wheel continually rotates on Manasotara Mountain, like the wheel of an oil pressing machine. Text 14. Tasmin okshe kutamuro dutiyokshas turyamanena sametas taila yantraksha vandruve krito paribhagaha. As in an oil pressing machine, this first axle is attached to a second axle, which is 1/4 as long That is 3,937,500 yojanas, or 31,500,000 miles. The upper end of the second axle is attached to Dhruvaloka by a rope of wind. There's a lot of subtle connections and subtle mechanisms here that make it very hard for us to understand. Text 15. Rata nidas tu sat trim shalaksha yojana yatas tatturiya bhaga vishalas tavan ravi rata yugo yatra hayaschando namanaha sopta huna yojita vahanti devam adityam. My dear king, the carriage of the sun god's chariot is estimated to be 3,600,000 yojanas, which is 28,800,000 miles long, and 1/4 as wide, that's 900,000 yojanas, or 7,200,000 miles. The chariot's horses, which are named after Gayatri and other Vedic meters, are harnessed by Aruna Deva to a yoke that is also 900,000 yojanas wide. This chariot continuously carries the sun god. Report by the Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, God. In the Vishnu Purana, it is stated, Gayatri cha rahat yushne jagati trishtupe vacha anushtu pantiri yuktash chandam sihareho ravahe. The seven horses yoked to the sun god's chariot are named Gayatri, Vrihati, Ushnik, Jagati, Trishthup, Anushthup, and Pankti. These names of various Vedic meters designate the seven horses that carry the sun god's chariot. In other words, something very subtle is happening here at the same time. And it's not just a gross thing. It's like the horses are actually non-different than the meter. The Vedic meters and how that is, I mean, very beyond our ability, at least beyond my ability to understand how that is. But it is. So, text 16. Purastat savituraruna paschachcha yukta sotje karmani kilaste. Although Arunadeva sits in front of the sun god and is engaged in driving the chariot and controlling the horses, he looks backward toward the sun god. So, Srila Prabhupada explained in the Vayu Purana, the position of the horses is described. Sattashva rupa chandam si vahante pamato ravim chakrapaksha nibadhani chakre vaksha samahitaha. Although Arunadeva is in the front seat controlling the horses, he looks back toward the sun god from his left side. Okay. And text 17. Atatavala kila rasyo ngushta parvamatra shasti sahasrani purata suryam sukta vakaya niyuktaha. Songs to Vante. There are 60,000 saintly persons named Vadikilyas, each the size of a thumb, who are located in front of the sun god and who offer him eloquent prayers of glorification. Let's add a little interesting information to this. Also, when Hanuman was getting his instruction, he flew backwards through the air, hearing from the sun god, because the sun god is Hanuman's spiritual master. And also the sun god is the father of Sugriva. So after Hanuman got his instruction from the sun god, he asked the sun god, what sort of guru dakshin can I give? And the sun god said, you should always serve and protect my son Sugriva. So that's why Hanuman was always protecting Sugriva. Also, this is another story about the Valikilyas, who are great sages, 60,000 sages, the size of a thumb. There's a story at the beginning of the Mahabharata about Garuda, who at one particular point, he was looking for a branch that he could light on, because he had some food to eat. It was a turtle and an elephant. And the turtle and the elephant were actually two sages previously who kept cursing and counter-cursing each other. I don't know if anyone remembers that story from the Mahabharata. And one cursed, "You should become an elephant, you're so stupid." Another one cursed, "You should become a tortoise because you're so slow." And in this way, they were kept fighting each other back and forth. And basically, Garuda was looking for some food. He was given that food. He was given actually everything to eat that he wanted to eat except for Brahmanas. And he eventually picked up these two personalities who were so big that wherever Garuda landed on, it just couldn't support his weight. So finally, he landed on this branch, this gigantic branch of this gigantic tree. And as he landed on it, the branch broke, but on that branch were also these sages, about Likilyas, who were hanging upside down somehow or other, and, you know, chanting their Vedic mantras. And so he didn't want to commit an offense by dropping the branch, so somehow or other he flew around with the branch, and with the tortoise, and with the elephant at the same time. This is an interesting story. Anyway, I just thought, simply just reading these texts, which are very, very descriptive of the universe, we can add little stories here and there. So text 18, Tatanye Chavichyo Gandharva Saraso Naga Grammanyo Yatudana Deva Ittikai Kashogana Sapta Chaturdasha Masi Masi Bhagavantam Surhiyam Atmanam Nana Navanam Prithandana Anamanaha Pitakarma Vir Dvandasha Upasate. Similarly, 14 other saints, Gandharvas, Apsaras, Nagas, Yakshas, Rakshasas, and demigods were divided into groups of two, assumed different names every month, and continuously performed different ritualistic ceremonies to worship the Supreme Lord as the most powerful demigod, Surya Deva, who holds many names. So this is also in reference to astrology, that different times of the month or different months have certain auspicious or inauspicious natures, and they influence people in different ways. So this is, an expert astrologer could read this and actually understand this more thoroughly. So Srila Prabhupada explains in his purport, in the Vishnu Purana it is said, Stuvanti Maniya Savyam Gandharvara Gita Pura Anrityanto Sarasho Yanti Suryasyanu Dishachadaha Vahanti Panaga Yakshay Kriyate Vishushangraha Vali Kilyastatai Vaninam Parivarya Samasate Soyam Saptagana Surya Mandale Muni Saptama Himokshna Vari Vrishti Nam Hitu Ve Samayam Gataha. Worshipping the most powerful demigod Surya, the Gandharvas sing in front of him, the Apsaras dance before the chariot, the Nishacharas follow the chariot, the Panagas decorate the chariot, the Yakshas guard the chariot, and the saints called the Likilyas surround the sun god and offer prayers. The seven groups of 14 associates arrange the proper times for regular snow, heat, and rain throughout the universe. So finally, text 19. Alaksho turam sardana bhakoti yojana pari mandalam buvalayasya Shonena Saga Yut Yutunam Dvi Sahasra Yojanani Sabunte. My dear king, in his orbit through Bhumandala, the sun god traverses a distance of 95,100,000 yojanas. That's 760,800,000 miles. At the speed of 2,000 yojanas and 2 kroshas, that is 16,004 miles in a moment. It's interesting. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 5th canto, 21st chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Movement of the Sun. So now we'll go to the orbits of the planets, which is chapter 22. So in this chapter, the orbits of the planets are described according to the movements of the moon and other planets. All the inhabitants of the universe are prone to auspicious and inauspicious situations. This is what I was referring to before. This is referred to as the influence of the stars. The sun god who controls the affairs of the entire universe, especially in regard to heat, light, seasonal changes, and so on, is considered an expansion of Narayana. He is represented by the three Vedas, Rig, Yajur, and Sama, and therefore he is known as Trayimaya, the form of Lord Narayana. Sometimes the sun god is also called Surya Narayana. The sun god has expanded himself in 12 divisions, and thus he controls the 6 seasonal changes and causes winter, summer, and rain, and so on. Yogis and karmis follow the Varnashram institution who practice, yogis and karmis following the Varnashram institution who practice Hatha or Stanga Yoga or perform Agnihotra sacrifices worship Surya Narayana. The demigod Surya is always in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana. Residing in outer space, which is in the middle of the universe between Bhuloka and Bhuvaraloka, the sun rotates through the time circle of the zodiac, represented by 12 rashis, or signs, and assumes different names according to the sign he's in. For the moon, every month is divided into 2 fortnights. Similarly, according to solar calculations, a month is equal to the time the sun spends one constellation, 2 months constitute one season, and there are 12 months in a year. The entire area of the sky is divided into 2 halves, each representing an ayana, the course traversed by the sun within a period of 6 months. The sun travels sometimes slowly, sometimes swiftly, and sometimes at a moderate speed. In this way, it travels within the 3 worlds, consisting of the heavenly planets, the earthly planets, and outer space. These orbits referred to by great learned scholars are referred to by great learned scholars by the names Samvatsara, Parivatsara, Idavatsara, Anuvatsara, and Vatsara. The moon is situated 100,000 yojanas above the rays of the sunshine. Day and night on the heavenly planets and Pitriloka are calculated according to its waning and waxing. Above the moon by a distance of 200,000 yojanas are some stars, and above these stars are Shukra, Graha, Venus, whose influence is always auspicious for the inhabitants of the entire universe. Above Shukra, Graha by 200,000 yojanas is Buddha, Graha, Mercury, whose influence is sometimes auspicious and sometimes inauspicious. Next above Buddha Graha by 200,000 yojanas is Angaraka, Mars, which almost always has an unfavorable influence. Above Angaraka by another 200,000 yojanas is the planet called Brahaspati Graha, Jupiter, which is always very favorable for qualified brahmanas. Above Brahaspati Graha is the planet Sainaisharaya, Achara, Saturn, which is very inauspicious. And above Saturn is a group of 7 stars occupied by great saintly persons who are always thinking of the welfare of the entire universe. These 7 stars circumambulate Dhruvaloka, which is the residence of Lord Vishnu within this universe. So just remember, because we're going to be reading the verses, but just remember what's being described here is above the ecliptic. Remember that. So when you get to the description of the moon, which causes some people confusion, that the moon is actually higher above the ecliptic than the sun is. So therefore, the conclusion is that the moon, in that particular sense, is further away than the sun. Everybody understands that? From that particular perspective, further away from the ecliptic. Therefore, sometimes the conclusion is drawn that the moon is further away from the earth, but it's not further away from the earth. It's further away from the ecliptic. In that calculation was done by Sataputra Buddha. And in this way, you know, so people's faith can remain secure, you know, because, and Sataputra also took all these different distances that are being described here and sort of mapped them onto the universal, you know, the universal map, and found out that the distances were actually quite accurate as far as above the eclipse we're talking about right now. So remember, when we read these descriptions, we're talking about the ecliptic, which is the plane which the sun is seen as circulating the earth, when you take things from that particular perspective. So remember that. So there's, otherwise, the whole description becomes very bewildering, especially the Earth's distance, I mean the Moon's distance versus the Sun's distance. Okay, text 1. Rajuvacha yeta yad etad bhagavata adittasya marum dhruvam chapadachinena parikramato rashinam avimukham prachalitam chapradakshinam bhagavato parvarnatam amusha vayam katam anu Mimi Mahiti. King Richard inquired from Shukadeva Goswami, "My dear Lord, you have already affirmed the truth that the supremely powerful sun god travels around Dhruvaloka with both Dhruvaloka and Mount Sumeru on his right. Yet at the same time, the sun god faces the signs of the zodiac and keeps Sumeru and Dhruvaloka on his left. How can we reasonably accept that the sun god proceeds with Sumeru and Dhruvaloka on both his left and right simultaneously?" He answered, "Yata kulala chakrena brahmatasaha brahmatam da ashayanam Pipilikadi nam gatiranyoiva padeshantareshvapi upalabhyamanatvad evam nakshatra rashibhir upalakshitena kalachakrena dhruvam merum cha apradakshinena paridavata saha Paridavamananam tadashayanam suryadinam grahanam gatiranyaiva nakshatrantare arashyantare chopalabhyamanatva. Shukadeva Goswami clearly answered, "When a potter's wheel is moving and small ants located on that big wheel are moving with it," try to picture this, "one can see their motion is different from that of the wheel because they appear sometimes on one part of the wheel and sometimes on another. Similarly, the signs and constellations with Sumeru and Dhruvaloka on their right move with the wheel of time, and the ant-like sun and other planets move with them. The sun and planets, however, are seen in different signs and constellations at different times. This indicates that their motion is different from that of the zodiac and the wheel of time itself." So we have two different motions. And sometimes when you have two different motions, something appears on your left or your right, and sometimes it appears that something is undergoing retrograde motion. Retrograde motion means in reverse. I mean, even the scientists understand that principle of retrograde motion, because you've got two planets and, you know, the Earth is also moving. And so sometimes it appears like a planet or even a sun, a star is going backwards. It's called retrograde motion. Anyway, it's a phenomenon that's due to relative motion. Take that as an explanation. So text 3. Saisha Bhagavanari Purusha Heva Sakshan Narayano Lokanam Swastaya Atmanam Trayimayam Karma Vishuddhi Nimitam Kavivira Picha Vedena Vijigrasya Mano Dvadashada Vivajashapchu Vasantadishu Ritushu Yato Prajosham Ritu Gunan Vidadhati. The original cause of the cosmic manifestation is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayana. When great saintly persons, fully aware of the Vedic knowledge, offered prayers to the Supreme Person, he descended to the material world, to this material world, in the form of the sun to benefit all the planets and purify fruit of activities. He divided himself into 12 parts and created seasonal forms, beginning with spring. In this way, he created the seasonal qualities such as heat, cold, and so on. That's 4. Atam etamiha purushastraya vidyaya avarnashram acharanu pata uchavachay karmabir amnatar yoga vitanaischa shradaya yajantun jasa shreya samadhi gachanti. According to the system of 4 varnas and 4 ashramas, people generally worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayana, who is situated as the sun god. With great faith, they worship the Supreme. They worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a Supreme Person, as the Super Soul, according to ritualistic ceremonies handed down in the 3 Vedas, such as Agnihotra and similar higher and lower fruit of acts, and according to the process of mystic yoga. In this way, they very easily attain the ultimate goal of life. Text 5. Ata saishatma lokanam dvava prithivyor antarena nabo valayasya kalachakra gato dvadasha mashan bhunte rashi samgyan Samvatsaravaya vanmasa paksha dvayam divanaktam jeti sapadarksha dvayam upadishanti avata shastam mam sham unjita savai returit yupadishyate Samvatsaravayabha. The sun god is Narayana or Vishnu. The soul of all the worlds is situated in outer space between the upper and lower portions of the universe. Again, that is to be put upper and lower portions of the universe. Passing through 12 months on the wheel of time, the sun comes in touch with 12 different signs of the zodiac and assumes 12 different names according to those signs. The aggregate of those 12 months is called Samvatsara, or an entire year. According to lunar calculations, 2 fortnights, one of the waxing moon and the other of the waning, form 1 month. That same period is 1 day and night for the planet Pitriloka. According to stellar calculations, a month equals 2 1/4 constellations. When the sun travels for 2 months, a season passes. And therefore, the seasonal changes are considered parts of the body of the year. So, just know one thing about months. There's the, this thing is very interesting. It has all sorts of changes, like the universe. As far as the months are concerned, there's the Gaurapaksha and the Krishnapaksha. Gaurapaksha is when the Gaura, that means golden, when the sun is becoming, the moon, I'm sorry, is becoming bigger and bigger. It goes from the new moon means new moon, to the full moon, which is called the Purnima. And then you go from the Purnima to the new moon, which is the Krishna Paksha. Krishna in one sense means dark. So the Krishna Paksha part of the month. And so the month is actually, or the days of the month are actually calculated according to that. You know, like day one, or like we know day, the 11th day is the Ekadashi of the moon, after the moon or after the new moon. And then Ekadashi, which is 12, Triodashi, which is 13, and then you arrive either at the Purnima, or the Purnima is the full moon, or you arrive at the day where the moon is the new moon, which is the Amavas. That's the technical one. Okay, text 6. I know these different descriptions are not so interesting, but anyways, we get purified by hearing these things because it's Bhagavatam, and Bhagavatam is a manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so even if you're not understanding everything, you're getting purified. So, even though it's not so, like, super interesting for our little brains, but still it's purifying. Like Prabhupada would say when he was preaching in Hindi or so, or Bengali to people, and the devotees were sitting there, Prabhupada said, you should keep sitting here, because just by hearing the transcendental sound, you get purified. And Bhagavatam is Krishna, it's not different than Krishna. Atacha yavatardena nabo vityam racharati tam kalamayanam achakshate. Thus the time the sun takes to rotate through half of outer space is called an ayana, or its period of movement, that means in the north or in the south. What we know is, you know, both the, you know, when the sun, what is that technical name we know in the west? What is that called? When they have these festivals or something like that?
Solstice.
Yeah, that's solstice. Between the solstice. You know, the spring solstice and the fall solstice. Equinox. That's right. That's the name. Summer solstice and the spring and the fall equinox. Yeah, that's right. Equinox means equal. The day is, and night is equal. Yeah, solstice is the summer. And then all the people at the Rainbow Festival take off their clothes. So, unfortunately. So, text 7. Atachayavannabomandalam sahadvat aprittivyor mandalabhyam kakshyenatsaha punjitatam kalam samvatsaram parivatsaram Ida vatsaram, anu vatsaram, vatsaram iti vannor, manja shagriya sama, gativi sama mananti. The sun god has three speeds, slow, fast, and moderate. The time he takes to travel entirely around the spheres of heaven, earth, and space, as the three speeds are referred to by learned scholars by the five names, Samvatsara, Parivatsara, Idavatsara, Anuvatsara, and Vatsara. According to solar astronomical calculations, each year extends 6 days beyond the calendar year, and according to lunar calculations, each year is 6 days shorter. Therefore, because of the movements of the sun and moon, there's a difference of 12 days between the solar and lunar years. As the Samvatsara, Parivatsara, Idavatsara, Anuvatsara, and Vatsara pass by, two extra months are added within each 5 years. This makes a sixth Samvatsara, but because that Samvatsara is extra, the solar system is calculated according to the above five names. In other words, there's leap month, which is called Purushottama Mas, in the Vedic system, and in the Western system, of course, you have leap year, which is every 4 years you add a day, February 29th. So text 8. Evam chandrama arka agasti gavastiva vya upaparishta lakshal yojanatta upallabhyamano rukkasya samvatsara buktim pakshabhyam asi buktim sapadakshabhyam dine noiva pakshabuktim agrakchare drutakchara gamano bhumte. Actually, this is the verse where it talks about how the moon is further away than the sun. And the purport, and I already explained that. So, it's time to end class. I had that exciting class. It's nice to hear the transcendental sound vibration of the Bhagavatam and Srila Prabhupada's words. All glories to Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.